Hello and welcome to the To Take Up Space podcast. I'm your host, Lala Robinson, your well-being warrior and unapologetic space taker. I am a jack of several trades creative, and my mission is to use my voice and creativity to aid the healing and overall well-being of my her community. This podcast is named after my book, To Take Up Space, and it is an audio space for 20-something Black womanhood and her well-being. Hey y'all, welcome back to another episode. This episode is going to be entitled Her Consumption. And when we talk about consumption, I'm talking about what we lend our attention to, what we take in, what we give our time, our energy, and our finances to. This is actually a conversation that I wanted to have a while ago, because it's something that I kind of started paying attention to. I get super frustrated when I'm when I have an influencer or whatever, and they start off this one way where, you know, they're really intriguing, they're really educational, intellectual, things of that nature. But then you kind of see them switch up by way of getting more followers or by way of getting more sponsorships, all these kinds of things. They kind of switch up on you. They kind of change what they're putting out, and they start to put out this trash. And they start to cover all these stories that everybody else is covering. And they start to talk about all the pop culture stuff. Everybody wants to talk pop culture. I get that. But it's I don't know if anybody ever paid attention to that, but it's something that I paid attention to, and it just started getting me to think. It's what am I consuming? What am I taking in, and why am I trusting so much in these people to provide something for me that I get upset about when they don't give it to me, or when, you know, celebrities, influencers, whatever, they're so accessible that you literally get invested in some kind of way. You get invested in them providing answers or solutions or resolutions or whatever to your everyday life issues and stuff. And you in a way get sort of dependent on that. And when they no longer subscribe to the morals that they were putting out, you kind of just feel taken, or you kind of feel shit, you know? Is everybody corruptible? Does everybody truly have a price? Does nobody stand on their integrity? That's what you kind of feel like. So it made me question what the hell I was consuming, what I was taking in, why I was listening to these people, or what I was listening to, what I was trying to get from it. Because it doesn't matter how honest you are or aren't with yourself. What you are consuming is in some way consuming you, and what you are consuming is affecting you. Regardless, no matter how much you try to fight it, it does. What you are consuming is consuming you, and in some essence or way, it is affecting you. It's consuming you because it is affecting you, basically, is what I'm trying to say. So when we look at this conversation, I really just want to talk about things that we consume and what we can do about that. Because the whole goal is not to just cease and stop everything. You can't just stop. You have to continue living life. But it's about, you know, how you get the best of life, or how you enjoy the quality of life that you really want to have for yourself. And in order for you to do that, you have to have moderation. In order for you to do that, you have to have balance, a healthy balance at that. I know we get so tired of having that conversation. It's like, oh, healthy, healthy this, healthy that. Oh, balance, balance this, balance that. We're always talking about balance, but is there anybody among us that has actually, you know, successfully, prosperously, reached a level of balance within their lives that they can actually say, yeah, this works. I think that's different. It's going to look different and be different for everybody, though, because everybody's idea of success is going to be different. And everybody's idea, I guess, of even, like, balance is going to be different, because what works for me won't necessarily work for you. Like, for example, like, I might like meditation, you might like, you know, prayer, or some other form of spirituality, but everything isn't going to work for us, so that for everybody, so you have to kind of find that, like, medium for yourself. I'm a real stickler for speaking about things that we give our time, energy, and our money to, right? Because when we are being persuaded or even informed in some sort of way by, you know, companies, industries, family, whatever the case, it's always to get one of these three things from us. They either want your time, which if you give someone your time, you are just giving them attention. You're taking 5 minutes out of your day to have a phone conversation with them, or you taking 20 minutes out of your day to have, like, a phone conversation with them. If you're giving them time, that means you're probably texting them. If you go out to brunch with somebody, like, whatever the case, like, you're giving somebody your time, right? And people are, like, asking for your time consistently. They're asking for you to sit and watch our show for an hour. Every Monday, we're asking you to sit and binge watch our series, you know, this weekend. Like, they're asking you to give 2 hours of your time to our movie that we just put out. They're asking you to show up to our pop-up show, give your time, give your money as well, like, support us, right? So a lot of, like, things and people are always asking for our time. And what we have to do is be strategic and picky about what and who we're giving our time to, because one, we can never get that time back, but we also want to make sure that whatever we're investing that time into, it has some benefit to us, that it has some return, it offers some sort of return to us. So yeah, having lunch with a friend so she can vent about, you know, whatever she's been having going on in her life is a time investment. But the return that you get from that could be that, you know, maybe that just brings you some sense of joy. Just to be able to catch up with your friend. Maybe, you know, y'all laugh over, you know, lunch or drinks or whatever the case, or maybe, you know, in that conversation, she says something that kind of, like, sparks something for you to, that you need to do yourself. Maybe together y'all come to some sort of resolution for different things, ways that y'all can help each other, you know, in other aspects of your lives, you know, and maybe, I know, maybe you're listening and you're like, oh, I don't think, you know, it's that deep. But it actually is. Like, anything that you're putting your time into is an investment into your life, right? So when you invest time into your friends, into your family, into your coworkers, into your colleagues, into, you know, your spouses or your significant others, whatever relationships, you're in, like, that's an investment. Whatever entertainment you take in, like, it's an investment, right? You're putting your time into it. So that's still an investment, and you have to consider what the return is for that. So if you're putting time into negative people, you're giving negative people your time, you're giving, you know, drama your time, then that's just reinvesting itself back into your life, and you continue to have drama. Like, just think about it like that. If you hang around a negative person all the time, like, you're going to feel negative, or you're going to feel like you're always in negative situations, or negative things find you all the time. Why? You got this negative person next to you. How can you be positive with negativity consistently next to you, or consistently in your life? Like, it's, you can't escape drama in that way. So you have to, at some point, just be like, shit, I gotta stop hanging around this person. I gotta stop giving this person as much time as I give them, because I keep finding myself in these negative situations that most of the time don't even have nothing to do with you. Like, I remember I used to hang out with people who were just like into some bullshit, like some straight up bullshit. And I would find myself in sticky situations that I'm just like, this ain't even got shit to do with me. Like, it ain't got nothing to do with you. You're just, like, you're involved, though, because this person, you know, is involved. Like, so you really do have to nitpick, like, who the hell you hang around. Who do you give your time to? What do you give your time to? And what return are you receiving from that? What is coming back into your life? What benefit are you getting from that time that you're putting into other people and things? Okay, so outside of what you're giving your time to, energy is the next thing that people are always trying to get from you. Your energy, right? Energy is just like this, kind of like, it's just the stuff that you're doing. Like, you know, when we say, I just ain't got the energy to do that. I just ain't got the energy. Like, energy is more so like action. Energy is more so like your to-do list. So what are you putting your energy into? What are you giving your energy to? I think that goes for like all aspects, all different, like different aspects of life. Like, you know, if you put your energy into, you know, making sure that you exercise at least 30 minutes a day, then that's some kind of benefit to you. That's like some kind of return back into to you as well, right? If you put your energy into watching trash all day, you feel like trash. You feel like a bum for not getting out of bed, for not doing anything. You feel like a procrastinator. Like, that's the return on you putting your energy or not putting your energy to anything productive. You feel like shit. Like, you know you didn't do anything productive. You know that you are procrastinating. You know that you're putting off things that you could easily just get done. So you feel like shit. Whatever you're putting your energy into, like, it has some kind of effect. It has some kind of return on you, whether it's in how you feel or whether it's in, like, you know, real life physical things. If you're not putting the energy into doing the work that needs to be done or clearing the things off of your to-do list or reaching your goals, then it's just sitting there and it's piling up. And when you have a pile of shit that you ain't do sitting just out there, you don't feel good about that. Or then you're like, oh my God, you know, you're rushing. You're like, it's mostly, it's like emotional, but then it also can be mental. And then if you definitely, you know, if it's like money involved, then it's like you losing money because you're also not being productive in doing things. So that's another thing. It's like what you're putting your energy into, who you're putting your energy into. We talked about time already, but, who you're putting your energy into is important as well. that can be sexual, because that has some kind of return or some kind of benefit or lack thereof as well. So you have to be considerate and smart about, what you're giving energy to. And the same thing then now goes to money. Well, before I get to money, I also wanted to say about energy too. You know, we work to balance out our energy. Like, we work to, you know, give ourselves more energy or, just to have like a plethora of energy to go around for the things that we really care about, you know? So people who like have children, there's a lot of energy that they put into childcare. It takes a lot of energy, so you can't lend energy to a lot of, like, you know, things that don't really benefit you taking care of your child, because you just ain't got the time for it, to be honest. You really just don't have it. So you make sure that you put that, you preserve that energy for the things that really matter in your life. And that's what we mean when we say, like, we want to protect our energy. Yes, I need to protect my energy against this BS because I need to preserve my energy for these positive or these good things that I really want or these things that I really care about. And it's the same thing when we talk about, you know, I just want to focus on things that spark joy. Yes, like, that's what you want to do. It's like you want to flush out as much things that drain your energy as you possibly can. And you want to focus on the things that replenish your energy or, you know, boost your energy up. That could come in so many different forms. That could be the people that you hang around. That could be, you know, your family. That could be your relationships. That could be the food that you eat. That could be the places that you go, the environments that you hang out in. You know, if you want to be, if you want to be like a business professional, if you want to be an entrepreneur, chances are you put more energy into hanging around people that are like-minded in that sense. Or you hang around people that, you know, have their own businesses, like people that can be mentors to you, that can help you and guide you, versus hanging around people that when you bring up the conversation of having your own business, they don't want to talk about it, or they try to change the subject, or they try to dissuade you, or they only got negative stuff to say about it. You know, like shit like, oh, well, you can't make a living just off of being creative. You know, you gotta survive somehow. You know, like, you don't want to hang around those people when you're trying to pump yourself up about starting your business and things like that. So that's where we want to put our energy to. It's like, we really want to just think about where it is that we're trying to go, what it is that we're trying to do with our life, in the quality of life that we want to live. And then put our energy into the things and people that will help us reach that goal or help us benefit in that sort of way, right? Okay, so then we're talking about money. Everybody wants your money. You want your money. Like, everybody wants, everybody has their hand out to get some finances from you. Everybody wants your time, your energy, but they especially want your money. Okay, they want your time because they want your attention. They want you to stop and they want you to pay attention to them. They want your energy. They want you to do something for them or with them, and they want you to pay for something they have or something they're gonna have or something they want. Okay, so what are you putting your money into? I know a lot of us, your answer is probably food. I know, because we like to eat and we like to eat good. So I know there's a lot of foodies out there. So a lot of it is food. Like, I'm being honest, like, that's where most, like, when I'm out, most of the time I'm at Sprouts. And it's because I'm buying food, because I'm buying groceries or some kind of snack. That's where I'm at with it, okay? I'm usually at a food place. And I like to eat out every now and then. Like, I'm not big on it, but, you know, I like to eat out every now and then. And, you know, if I have a taste for it or whatever the case. But outside of food, there's a lot of things that, you know, we spend our money on. Like clothes, like, you know, entertainment, different forms of entertainment, tech, cosmetics, retail, a lot of retail. But even in doing that, we have to ask ourselves what we get from that. I used to be very impulsive when it came to buying things. And that's because I was very emotional when it came to money and spending money. It was because I was very, like, I thought that the things I would buy would feel some sort of void. But it was like every time I would buy something out of impulse and, you know, by way of feeling a void, I would just end up wanting something else too. Like, it just, like, it never satisfied truthfully, wholeheartedly. And, you know, I came to the point where I was just like, I got all this stuff and I'm not really using any of this stuff. I got all these clothes. I'm not going anywhere. Like, I don't know. None of this stuff, like, really fits me. Some of the stuff I got, like, I was just, like, scared to even wear it. I don't even know why I bought it, but I wasn't, like, shopping with myself in mind, like, with my taste in mind. I was doing it by way of thinking, well, what would this person think if I had this on? You know, that's really where I'm being 100% honest with you. Like, that's just where my thought process was. It's just like, well, what would this person think if I had this on? And I don't like people having that kind of power over me. It's just like deciding for me, like, what I should wear and what, you know, I would look good in and whatever the case. So that's why I don't really talk to people about shit that I, like, want to do with with myself and my appearance and stuff, like, because I try to disconnect that old way of thinking. It was a very impulsive and emotional, like, relationship that I have with money. Nowadays, I'm not impulsive. I would definitely say that I have kicked that habit. I'm not impulsive. Like, I'll buy what I want to buy when I want to buy it. If I'm on task, it is simply me sticking to the list and me sticking to the task. And I don't buy excessively. One, because my apartment is only but so big and I have no interest in harboring and storing things. I wholeheartedly believe that, having a storage unit for things, that I'm not using is useless and a waste of money. So I'm not gonna be excessive in having things and, you know, have nowhere to really store the shit. So that's like what I'll be thinking about when I go to buy things too. But I'm also just like, I'm not an excessive person. Like, I'm not impulsive anymore and I'm not excessive. It's just like, I want to really just focus on what I need, get that, move on. Because there's always going to be something else that I need. And if I'm giving to the excessive things that I do not need, I have less than to put towards what I do need and what I do truly want. And so that's what I really try to focus on. Like, anytime I go to the store, I go to the store with my girls and I'm just like, okay, if we on task, like, let's stay on task. Like, I really don't get, like, excessive. It's not in me anymore. Like, it used to be there, but it's gone now. I don't think about it like that. And then finances are so important to me. I just, like, if anything, I just be trying to stay out of debt. Like, I'm so serious. Like, when it comes to, like, consuming something, but the exchanges that I have to provide, give money to either the product or the service, I really consider how I'm going to utilize this product and this service and what benefit it's going to be to me. So I'm not stingy when it comes to, like, buying art things. Like, first and foremost, I try to utilize what I already have before I go to purchase anything. If I already have it or I have something close to it that I can, you know, flip a little bit, then I'll utilize that. Because the goal is to stay out of debt. Like, that's the number one goal is to stay out of debt. And then the second goal is to increase income. So it's like, that's like where my head is at. And so the more money that I give to frivolous or unnecessary things or non-essential things, then the less that I have for the shit that I really care about, like traveling. Like, I have a passport with 9 years left on it and I got to go somewhere. Okay. So yeah, like, I'd rather put money towards a travel fund. It's the same thing, like, with business things. Like, I'm really trying to start a business here and I'm in, like, the very grassroots of the thing, but I eventually want to get past the grassroots and be fully, completely, legitimately functional. So I have to have a business account and I have to make sure that I'm doing my own accounting when it comes to that. The same things when I do, like, projects with other people, or, like, any product, I guess any product when I'm out buying shit, like, I really, like, read, like, I really do, like, my research on the products before I just up and buy anything. I'm not, like, impulsive like that. Yeah, I try things, but I'm like, okay, let me see, you know, what is this like? Is it like something that I've already used before? What's the main differences? Like, are these ingredients good? Like, before I buy anything, I'm just like, you know, let me get down to, like, the grit of it. Like, if I really actually want to try this thing and whatnot, because, you know, believe it or not, you know, money doesn't just come around. It is a currency. It is an exchange. And so, you know, it's flowing in and it's flowing out. More often, it's flowing out than it is flowing in when it comes to us, our people, our community. And in order for us to change that, we have to really, like, learn how to flow it in. and reduce how much it flows out. But that's a whole nother conversation. We'll talk about that another time. But really, you know, just as long as we have the understanding, like, people want our money. And it's like, you can give them your money, but what are you giving your money to? Like, really think about, what are you giving your money to? What are you giving your time to? What are you giving your energy to? What are you giving your money to? We learned the hard way that, you know, when there's tragedies, people give, rush to give money to corporations. They are kind of corporations, like charity corporations. And we find out that these places are more corporation than they are charity. And now people are like really just skeptical about giving money to like places like March of Dimes, places like, what's the other one? Is it Red Cross or Blue Cross? Something like that. Anyways, people are just really skeptical now because it's like, well, we've been giving, we rush to give money to these places and they don't really do as much as we thought it was doing, or the money is going to, you know, the CEOs and not the employees and things. So it's just a lot out there that we have to be very careful to. We need to be mindful when spending. Regardless, we need to be mindful. I know for me, it's like, I feel good about spending on things that I feel good about mostly. Like, I feel good about spending on shit that I know is good for me. Like, I like tea tree oil. Okay. So a bitch buys tea tree oil. Not from any and everybody, but I buy tea tree oil and I feel good about purchasing tea tree oil every time I do it. Okay. It's the same thing. It's like, I'm like hooked on these, Thai green iced teas from this Thai spot around the corner. Okay. I'm happy when I purchase it. I don't purchase it every day because moderation and balance is necessary and important in life. I don't purchase it every day, but every time I do purchase it, I enjoy. Okay. I feel like if I did something every day, like if I purchased it every day, it would lose its zing. It would lose its spark. It would lose its kind of like joy because it's like, well, I just do this shit every day. So it ain't nothing. Like, to me, like, at least that's what I feel like. but hey, that's just me and products. Like, that's just how I feel about certain things. But if you find something and you like it, then you consistently buy it. And I'm better at that kind of thing. It's just like consistency around a good, solid product versus hundreds of products. I'd rather have, you know, 10 really good things that I work, that I get all the time, that I know work for me or do this for me or whatever the case. But then when you start talking about like entertainment, putting money into entertainment, yeah, I like want to support as much Black media and entertainment as possible, but I cannot support everything. And I do try to consider, okay, well, on the front scale is Black, but what about the back? Like, who's back there doing this? Like, I recently came across this, like, this like series done by these Black girls, and I really wanted to like it. I really did. But when I seen them like shooting, they had like behind the scenes and stuff. Everybody behind the scene was non-Black. And I was just like, see, I really wanted to like this. Like, I really wanted to support this, but I can't, because you two, very Black people, should know the importance of having Black people behind the scene too. That's what's really important. I'm not saying that you can't have non-Black people helping, supporting, and things like that. I'm not saying that you can't have non-Black people working there. Like, they, you could have, but when the entire staff is non-Black and your content is Blackity Black, it just, it's questionable. That's all I'm saying. Is because they be. I'm just looking at it like, do they really understand what they're shooting? Do they give a shit what they're shooting? Are they just doing this for money? Do they care about the content? Like, why are they doing this? And why did you select them out of the plethora of starving artists? There are plenty black directors, black writers, black DPs, black, you know, we out here, you know, and we're severely underrepresented, severely understaffed. And so, yeah, I have a question about that. Why not black? That's it. People are always like, why is always gotta be black? Why not black? That's my answer. Why not black? Why can't it be black? There we go. And before I take this conversation somewhere else, we're talking about consumption, and my interest is to consume as much black media content as possible and not the negative. I tried to really like fish out the negative stuff. Now, some of that should be funny, and you know, you gotta laugh in life. You have to, but some stuff is just over the top and just poorly done, and I can't get with it. I can't support it. I can't get behind the discrimination amongst our own people. I can get behind some of the joking. I get that. But, you know, sometimes we do severe damage to one another, and that I can't stand behind that. So we do need to be more careful about the things that we consume, because in some way it affects us. The things that we read, the things that we listen to, the blogs, the articles, all of that stuff has some kind of effect. My husband's aunt, or well, she's my aunt too, but she works for the government, and so she watches the news really hard. And she turns red when she gets like angry about it, and she's like fussy and just like, it incites such anger in her. And I decided, me and him both, actually, me and my husband both just decided, yeah, we're not fans of the news. Like, we're just like not fans. So every now and then I read an article, every now and then, like, I'll watch a little something or whatever the case. I get my information, I get my news and whatnot, but I don't sit and watch the news. And anytime I tell people that, they're always like, well, how do you blah, 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 blah. People. Unless you absolutely live under a rock, there is nothing that you will miss. Unless you absolutely live under a rock, there is nothing that you will miss. You're not going to miss the end of the world, because it's going to come so fast, none of us will be prepared for it. Okay? Just know, okay? You're not going to miss you're not going to miss anything. Like, just I want you to know, you're not going to, it's the same stuff. The same stuff that has been happening over and 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 over again. It is the same stuff. Turn the news on from back in 1980, and I guarantee you it will be the same shit today that it was in 1982. It's nothing. You're missing nothing. Do you know that there are people who live without TVs in their home? Me and Steven don't have a TV. Our media is mostly consumed through web, through our phones and through our computers or whatever. We don't have a TV anywhere in our home. And we don't give a shit who got a problem with it. We have company over. We don't have a TV. We don't need one. I remember the first time we got rid of the TV, I told my friend, I was like, why y'all get rid of y'all TV? She's like, and I was like, because we don't need it. Yes, y'all do. And I was like, yeah, okay. So I just changed the subject. And we literally haven't had a TV in our home like in 4 fucking years. Like, and we're okay. We're a lot. We ain't missing nothing. We ain't missing nothing. Not one beat. Okay. So calm down. all these things that we like think we need, like all this consumption, makes us think that we need these things that we don't actually fucking need. There are people who live on the outer skirts of cities, like rural areas, that have no internet. And guess what? They are alive, okay? They still live here. They're okay. They're not missing anything. So don't trick yourself into thinking that you absolutely need these things. I'm not telling you to get rid of your TVs. I'm not telling you to not watch the news. I'm not telling you to not engage in media. That's not what my conversation is about. It's just what I'm talking about is the fact that there's an overconsumption, and this idea of consuming things is that we latch onto it and we attach ourselves to it, thinking that without it, we won't be shit, or without it, our life has no meaning, or without it, our life and quality of life decreases. When actually, it may not. So just think about the stuff that you're consuming and how it affects you. Is it putting you in a position to feel like you need it? Is it putting you in a position to feel like addictive, like you can't live without it? Is it putting you in a position that you're strolling consistently looking for something? What are you looking for? Like, just ask yourself, like, what the hell are you looking for? Me and my husband had a conversation the other day, and he was just like, he was listening to this comedian who had said something like, does it not bother anybody that there is no bottom to Facebook or even Instagram? Like, there's no bottom. You start at the top of your feed and you just keep scrolling. You could literally scroll until you die. That's what the guy said. And I just bust out laughing when I was thinking about it, because yeah, like that's the truth. Like, you could literally scroll for 2 days straight and the content wouldn't stop. It won't stop. Like, it's going to continue going. It's endless. And the only thing that stops you is you. You realize that? The only thing that stops you from scrolling on any of the platforms that you have, or the streaming site, Netflix and Hulu and all those other different thingies, the only thing that stops you from scrolling and searching is you. That's it. And you don't stop unless you find what you're looking for. If you get tired, if you have something else to do, or when you just simply ask yourself the following: what am I even looking for? So what are you consuming and how is it affecting you? Because it is affecting you, whether you want to be honest or not. You know, the reason there isn't overconsumption is because we have so many options. Like, we have so many things to choose from. If not this media, this social platform, we got this social platform. And then we got this social platform. And God forbid, like, I have only Instagram. And then I have, like, I recently got Twitter. But I'm, like, not even on Twitter. Neither one of them, I don't get notifications to my phone. To be honest with you, I don't get notifications for my phone for anything, but I'll get back to that. But anyways, so I have Instagram. I go on Instagram or whatever the case. I don't stay very long, but I'm in, out, pop on, off, whatever. Most of the time, I don't hit the explore page because you could literally live there. But, you know, I pop in, pop out, whatever, do whatever, blah, blah, blah. Cool. And then now I have Twitter, but I never think like to go right on Twitter right after. So now I'm just thinking about it. Is there people, or do you, or is it like common to hop off one social media platform scrolling and then get right on another one and then scroll there? And then get on another one and then scroll there? Or do people just have that, like, what is that thing called? There was like this thing that I used when I used to work at CW in Atlanta at the CW station. I think it was called Hootsuite. And like I would do like social media stuff for them. And like when I would do it, she gave me this thing, this access to Hootsuite, which would like send to all three like platforms that she had at the time. I think it was like Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, like all three of them at the same time, the same post, but just like all three of them at the same time, so that you wouldn't have to go to each different one. So now I'm just questioning that too, like, do people mostly use that platform, or are people literally going from one place to the other place to the next place? And if you do that, do you like choose which days you're on or what time of day you're on? Like, how is that working? Because I just don't see myself scrolling and then going to another platform to scroll. Like, I don't know. I don't get anything out of it. That shit don't make me money. I don't know. I just can't. I can't get into it. You know, it doesn't help my life in any sort of way. I don't. Well, okay. I get inspired by things. You know, I can't say it doesn't help. You know, because most of the time Instagram is pretty inspiring. But that's because of what I follow, and that's because of like what, you know, is in my feed and the things that how I've chosen to cater my social media so that I can create a pretty healthy balance. But even sometimes I question that too. What do I really need it for? What is it there for? And yeah, you can come up with make yourself believe anything. You know, you can really make yourself believe anything. You can say, oh, well, I need it for business. But then you have to question, okay, how much business actually funnels through these platforms? So again, I'm not trying to get us to stop. Yes, there is an overconsumption that we are facing, you know, amongst us, because there are so many options. You know, you go on Netflix, there's endless amounts of shit to watch. And when you can't find nothing on there, you can go over to Hulu. And when you can't find nothing there, you can go over to Disney Plus. You know, like you can just keep hopping. And you won't stop until you tell yourself to stop. But I don't think we need to, like, stop completely. I think what we need to do is create a healthy balance. And in order for us to do that, we have to consider how we want to live, what quality of life are we trying to reach, what goals we have, what do we actually want, what does success or prosperity mean to us? If we were to be laying on our deathbeds, what would we still be wishing we had done? Or would we be wishing that we had done things differently? Or, you know, what would those thoughts be? Would you be proud and happy that you binge watched that you binge watched that season of whatever damn show? Would you be proud of that? You know, would you be proud of all the passivity, the pastime that you've, you know, invested in, the things that you invested in? Like, consider your time, your energy, and your money investments into your life. We're quick to invest in other people's lives and products and services and businesses. But what about yours? What are you investing your time, your energy, and your money to? The question is, what are you consuming? What kind of entertainment and media are you taking in? Is it the type of shit that make you angry? Is it the type of shit that makes you, you know, want to do something? Is it the type of stuff that inspires you? Is it the type of stuff that, you know, gives positive vibes, make you happy, make you laugh, you know, improve some aspect of your life? What kind of food are you taking in? You know, is it making you feel bloated? Does the shit make you feel like you can't move for another 3 hours? Like, is it good? Does it energize you? Does it boost your energy? Does it help, you know, your health? Like, what are you consuming? These places that you go to, these spaces that you're in, what is that environment like? And what effect is it having on your health, your mental health? What effect does it have on your body, your physical health? Is it beating down your spirit? Do you feel shaken up a little bit? Yeah, those are the questions of consumption, because in some way, the things that you're taking in, the things that you're consuming is affecting you. all of it is affecting us. It's affecting our emotions. It's affecting our mental capacity. It's affecting our spirits. You know, I tried to watch that damn show. What's that show? Sabrina, something like that on Netflix. Child, that devil goat thing. I said, no, that ain't for me. That's my spirit. Can't get with that. I'm not finna be on here watching and in some sort of way rooting for this deviltry. Okay, I'm not even the most Christian. I'm not even Christian. I'm not Christian, period. But I'm just saying, like, I ain't even the most, like, religion and all downright, you know, into the spirit. Like, you know, but that shit was wrong. I'm not doing it. I'm not watching a show called Lucifer. Glamorizing Satan. Like, what? Why do we do that? That is so weird to me. Anyways, the point is, what you're consuming is affecting you. So consider what it is that you're consuming. That's it. That's all I want us to do. Because when we do that, the question then becomes, what and who are we becoming? Because it's making us into something. And are you happy with and proud of the person you're becoming, the type of person you're becoming, who you're becoming, what you're becoming? Those are the questions. So, that's it. I'll be right back with the unpacking. All right, so I'm back with the unpacking, and really quick, I'm going to unpack some lyrics from the song Misery of Inequity by Lauryn Hill's Unplugged. So here it is. Materially corrupt, spiritually amok, oblivious to the cause, prosperously bankrupt, blind leading the blind, guilty never defined, filthy as swine, a generation pure in its own mind. Materially corrupt, meaning we, in a way, we sell ourselves, sometimes our souls, we sell ourselves for materials, for more materials. And my question in regards to our conversation today about consumption is, what benefit does these materials add to you in your life? How does it serve you? Spiritually amok. I feel like because we tend to be so materialistic, we've grown to be a little more secular, I think, and because we rather believe in our products, our services, and all these things we have access to, we don't believe, like, I feel like we believe in technology and science more than we actually believe in God. And you know, like I said, I'm not the most, like, religious and the most spiritual person, but I do have an understanding that there needs to be a fine line between humanity and material, and we find that fine line for humanity through spirituality. And so I feel like in a lot of ways it's been severed because people have, like, just attached to things, and because they're so attached to things, they don't know how to detach and find themselves. A lot of that scrolling is just us looking for answers to issues that we have within ourselves, looking for answers, strategies for how to defeat the internal battles that we actually have. Oblivious to the cause. A lot of us, just to put it simple, a lot of us just ain't woke. we're struggling. You know, a lot of us is just, we don't even know what the cause is. Like, what is really going on? What's really happening? We're fighting all these fights. We're not fighting the overall humanity fight. Prosperously bankrupt. I think for me, this means is like, you know how people say like, or give off this feel or look like they are doing this. Like there'll be people that, okay, say like they have a business or they have this or they have that. But you know, when you try to do business with them, you see that no, they are raggedy. Or you have people that like kind of flaunt their life on like, you know, social and stuff like that. But, you know, when you're around them in real life or you see, you be like, that don't look right. That ain't, that the two and two don't add up. Or people try to stunt on you or whatever, but really they ain't got it. They ain't really got the money. They just stunting on, like, it looked good on the surface. Like, that's what that means to me. Prosperously bankrupt is just like, you really ain't got nothing, but you look like you got something. Like, you kind of front. You like a front, basically. Like, you know. Blind leading the blind. My mom used to say this all the time. What's his name? Gary Vaynerchuk speaks against, like, a lot of young influencers. It's just like, these people are 23 trying to tell you how to live their lives, and they haven't done anything. Yeah. Blind leading the blind. You watch who you paying attention. Like, who are you consuming? Like, if you're like almost 30 or 30 and you listening to, you know, 19 year olds talk about life, like, I don't know. I just like question that. That just doesn't really sound right. It's like, how? What? You're not even, you still got Similac behind the ears. What are you doing? Get off of here. blind leading the blind. guilty, never defined. Yeah, you know, a lot of shit just be skirted under the rug. We never really get down to the bottom of it. Filthy as swine. I mean, we all pretty much know that pigs are disgusting. And a generation pure in its own mind. That kind of leads to that thing where it's like, don't lean into your own understanding. And then just us feeling like, you know, we, what was I about to say? Just a generation pure in its own mind. Like us believing that we can heal through self-therapy. That is a difficult task. And I don't wholeheartedly believe in self-therapy. I don't. I feel like you need people. You need support. You need to reach out and touch people and be around people. That's why conversation right now is so severed. Like, people really do be believing that they have friends online. Like, you know, they don't have friends in real life. They only have cyber friends. And they only have friends over the web. And that's a dangerous way to be, because that severs humanity. It's just like, a part of humanity is us communicating with each other, us being social with one another, in community with one another, being able to touch one another, physically communicate and talk to one another in space, share a breath, you know, together. And so much of our society loses that because they think they don't have to do it because we have the web. And that's what's supposed to connect us. Like, our actual physical, emotional, mental connections have been taken away because we have now this wireless connection. But it's not real. It's wireless. It's connected to nothing, basically. You don't have to, it doesn't even require much of you. So it's like, of course people feel like, you know, are putting on these facades and feel like they're showing up as their true selves because they're doing it through a keyboard and a text message. But if you actually put them in a room around people, who are they? How would they actually act? You know, that's being reduced, and it's damaging to us. Because everybody is being pushed into their own corners. And we can't save ourselves that way. We can't save ourselves. We can't make these changes that we need to make alone. So, yeah, we need each other. All right, I'm out. I have been here long, so let me just go ahead and go. I'm trying to make these episodes shorter, but I'll be rambling. All right, y'all, until next time, y'all be loved.